USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Education Secretary Betsy DeVos has resigned in the wake of Wednesday's violence at the U.S. Capitol. In her resignation letter, DeVos cited the breach of the Capitol as the inflection point for her, saying that President Trump's rhetoric had a direct impact on the situation. DeVos is the second member of the cabinet to resign over the events at the Capitol. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao tendered her resignation earlier Thursday, saying in a letter to her staff that she was deeply troubled by the day's events. The head of the U.S. Capitol Police will also step down as a result of the riot. Chief Stephen Sund said Thursday that he will resign effective January 16th, and the sergeants-at-arms for both the House and Senate have been removed from their positions. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell removed Senate Sergeant-at-Arms Michael Stenger, while House Sergeant-at-Arms Paul Irving tendered his resignation earlier in the day. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492, Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany also addressed the riots at the Capitol Thursday. During a brief press conference, McEnany said she spoke for the White House in condemning the violence in the strongest possible terms, calling the breach of the Capitol building the opposite of everything the Trump administration stands for.
What we saw yesterday was a group of violent rioters undermining the legitimate First Amendment rights of the many thousands who came to peacefully have their voices heard in our nation's capital. Those who violently besieged our Capitol are the opposite of everything this administration stands for. The core value of our administration is the idea that all citizens have the right to live in safety, peace, and freedom. Those who are working in this building are working to ensure an orderly transition of power. Now it is time for America to unite, to come together, to reject the violence that we have seen. We are one American people under God.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
At one point during Wednesday's breach of the U.S. Capitol building, protesters attempted to breach the House chamber itself, with Capitol Police officers barricading the doors with guns drawn. Several members of Congress also tried to calm protesters down, speaking to them through a broken window. Texas Representative Troy Nels was one of those members, and he tells News Nation about his conversation with one of those men trying to breach the House.
You know, one day, I would like to meet that young man. He appeared to be maybe in his early 20s and 25, 30 years old, and he was angry. You could see it in his eyes. He said to me, he said, "You have that Texas mask on. You should be with us. What are you doing?" And I said, "Young man, this is not the way we conduct business. You do not resort to violence. We should be able to agree to disagree. But you have breached the Capitol grounds. You have overcome Capitol Hill police. We've had police officers that have been hurt. And then you've entered the Capitol and you've destroyed, you've broken windows. And their behavior was unacceptable." I told that young man, I said, "What you are doing is un-American. And we should be better than this." I told him, I said, "Get away from the door. Go back. We do not handle our differences this way." But I could just see in his eyes, as well as some of the eyes of some of the other protesters, that they were very, very angry. These were very, very angry people.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.